This is reading lesson 5. Number 1 is a new letter, which is the vowel
a.
Listen and repeat.
A. A.
Notice that the bottom portion of this letter resembles the letter
no.
Try to read number 2.
あいます.
Look at number 3, which is another new letter, the letter
と.
Listen and repeat.
と. と.
Try to read number 4.
鳥.
Number 5 is the letter
う.
Listen and repeat.
う. う.
Read number 6.
馬.
Listen and repeat number 7. It's a word you may know.
ありがとう. ありがとう.
Notice the lengthened O sound. In hiragana, when the
U
follows an O sound, the
U
is usually silent and instead stretches or prolongs the O, making a long O sound. Read number 7 again.
ありがとう.
Listen and repeat number 8, which is the letter
さ. さ. さ.
This letter sometimes has a slightly different shape, as you'll see in the second word below. Now try to read number 9.
さん.
Read number 10.
田中さん.
Now try to read number 11, which is a complete sentence.
田中さんに会います.
Look at number 12. It's the letter
ザ.
This letter resembles the letter
さ,
with two short strokes on the top right side. Listen and repeat number 12.
ザ. ザ.
Read number 13.
ございます.
Try to read this sentence in number 14.
ありがとうございます. ありがとう.
Number 15 is the new letter
ち.
Listen and repeat number 15.
ち. ち.
Read number 16.
日.
Number 17 is a popular greeting in Japanese. Here the last letter
は.
Is pronounced as
わ.
Try to read number 17.
こんにちは.
Number 18 is a series of numbers. Try to read number 18.
ichi, ni, san, shi, go.
Number 19 is another letter,
G.
Listen and repeat.
G. G.
In lesson 4, you learned another letter,
G.
Although grammar rules dictate which letter,
G,
to use, both letters are pronounced the same. Try to read number 20.
Hanaji.
This is the end of lesson 5.